This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have been saying from the beginning that we really don't know our true COVID numbers. From the early onset of the COVID pandemic, we didn't have testing. So we just figured there was some very dangerous flu-like respiratory illness that was killing people or causing severe respiratory distress. We didn't have a name for it, and then we eventually called it COVID-19, and then we started testing for it. When we did test for it, we didn't really have proper guidance on the best way to do that, because they had urged doctors that if at all you suspect there's COVID, put that on the death certificate. So if somebody had a heart attack or somebody had a car accident, now if they tested positive for it, it could still be on their death certificate. The numbers could be skewed. And so we kept asking early on in the pandemic, how many people were healthy, started to cough, started to wheeze, started to succumb to COVID, and then died? Versus how many people went to the hospital with a car accident or a heart attack, also coincidentally tested positive for COVID, ends up dying. Is there a difference? Are those in two different Excel spreadsheet columns? Can we just separate that out? What about those individuals who were healthy, ended up getting a heart attack or stroke, ended up testing positive for COVID, and we feel that the COVID is what induced the heart attack or stroke? That's another column. And so because hospitals were so overwhelmed, the record keeping was ridiculous. And I don't blame the hospitals. They were overwhelmed. But it was very confusing to tell them, look, if you think COVID had any role in their death, add it to their death certificate. So, you know, it was kind of loosey-goosey. Not to mention, in order for hospitals to not take it in the red, you know, where you weren't getting paid. You know, if you remember, some of the first cases in America were reported in Washington State. And there was somebody who, I think it was in California or Washington, I have to look this up, where they went to the hospital and they ended up having like a $2,500 bill for possible COVID. And they're like, I can't pay that. And so hospitals immediately spoke to the government about, wait, okay, if people are going to be inundated in our hospitals and they're not going to pay the bills, what do we do? So the government said you could send us the bills. And I don't exactly know all the inner workings of that, but if there was a COVID-related diagnosis, the hospital could get reimbursement. So it was very important for medical providers to add that code if they thought this was at all related to COVID, because also the testing for COVID costs money, and the testing was going to be covered by the government, and then later the vaccines. So then you start to have the issue where everybody, the COVID diagnoses were all over the place. And is it because the hospital wanted to make sure they got paid, or did the person really have COVID? So the numbers, I think, have always been inaccurate. And not the hospital's fault. It's been a mess. Well, now we have inaccuracy issues because I think our rapid COVID tests are not picking up this newer strain that's almost 5 years old from the original strain. If the first strain got leaked from a lab in August of 2019, which is kind of the working theory, then we are almost at 5 years of a very highly mutated rapidly changing virus. And when in my family, some of us were negative, some of us were positive with the same symptoms, you know, roughly in the same time, and the COVID test only picked it up on one of the family members versus the others, you know, you start to wonder how good are these tests. So the numbers that we're currently getting seem to leave a lot to be desired. Well, hospitals are now not going to report COVID-19 admissions. They are no longer required to report the COVID-19 admissions, capacity, or occupancy data to the federal government. Now, that is going to relieve some of the bureaucratic stress. But I think it makes sense because I just don't know how accurate the numbers are. I've had patients who have been coughing for months. It sounds like classic COVID, but they said, yeah, but the urgent care tested me and I was negative. Did anybody retest you? Did anybody do a PCR? Well, if these hospitals and these clinics are overwhelmed and nobody's paying for it, you know, fine, you're negative, just move on. What if you're not being swabbed correctly? What if somebody's not really getting the proper swab done? So at this point, you know, if you say this person was admitted, had fluid in their lungs, required a respirator, we don't know what they had, but he was negative for COVID testing in the ER with a rapid test, he still could be dealing with COVID. So the federal government declared that the COVID public health emergency over last year. And the CDC started to pare back this mandatory reporting. And COVID hospitalizations and deaths are now at near record lows, thank God. You know, the strain of COVID is becoming more mild. We do have individuals that are still struggling with breathing and still struggling. But thank God we aren't having the deaths and the numbers that we had. And so at the height of the pandemic, the health systems were required to report 62 data elements to the CDC. 52 every day, 10 every week. And, you know, understandable. We have a pandemic. We have something new. We're trying to gauge what hospitals need. The CDC needs the numbers. I just don't think we got accurate numbers then. I don't think we're getting accurate numbers now. So maybe that's why they're saying, you know what? Because I know some of you saw that and go, really? We still have COVID. Why aren't they doing that? But because I think it does burden the hospital. And when they say, oh, all these individuals that we discharged were COVID negative, were they really, truly COVID negative? The CDC, even on their website, says, look, a negative COVID test doesn't mean you're COVID negative. So, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Many of you have reached out showing your support for Jews and for the victims of the Hamas attack, and the hostages, and I am really, really grateful. You know, we are at a time right now where we are seeing unbelievable anti-Semitism. We're seeing hatred, and it blows my mind when you actually see people you know and you work with, not anybody I work with here today, but in the past, who are very just blatant about it and understanding and with full awareness that the hostages are still being attacked and raped and tortured as we speak because they haven't been freed yet. And it's very frustrating to see. And when you see not only the apathy out there, but people crediting Hamas and supporting Hamas, that's some scary stuff. And when you hear people say, we are Hamas, I'm like, well, get the hell out of our country. We don't want Hamas here. Hamas equals terrorism, equals rape, equals child killing, equals using innocent Palestinians as human shields. That's to me what Hamas means. Well, Columbia University has now taken the forefront of the news cycles looking at what's happening with the protests, as it appears one of the mobs started to take over campus buildings. According to Fox News, Columbia University has been forced to close its campus indefinitely because an anti-Israel mob broke into an academic building early Tuesday morning. In a statement, hours after anti-Israel agitators stormed the iconic Hamilton Hall on the Manhattan campus, barricaded its doors, the university said it would remain closed until circumstances allow otherwise. Effective immediately, access to the Morningside campus has been limited to students residing in residential buildings on campus. So Carmen, Fernald, John Jay, Hartley, Wallach, East Campus, and Wang, Wien, and employees who provide essential services to campus buildings, such as dining, public safety, building maintenance staff, are, that's the only areas that will be accessible. No additional access to the rest of the campus. And they said this access restriction will remain in place until circumstances allow otherwise. Now, I believe Columbia is finishing up their semester right now. And so this is kind of a pivotal time for classes. It's a pivotal time for grades. And seeing what happened at UNLV, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and so my sons go to UNLV. After the shooting in December, classes were canceled, finals were canceled, and I think UNLV did an amazing job preventing the shooter from shooting others and managing the students and managing, you know, the tragedy that followed. And sadly, we lost multiple professors as a result of that shooting. It's still, despite all the great work UNLV did to, you know, try to ease the transition for students, you had students starting next semester, new class, without really actually proving they learned the knowledge, and they and still, some of the classes are disrupted. Some of the classes are still online. And so, when you disrupt class, you know, colleges kind of have a way of saying, well, it's okay. We'll just pass everybody. You know, they're in college to learn. That's what they're spending tens of thousands of dollars for. So I agree that if Columbia is overwhelmed and they don't know what the hell to do because they're so worried about being politically correct and whatever they're trying to do, which I don't think it's political correctness, bowing to anti-Semitic rhetoric and anti-American rhetoric. That to me is not being politically correct. That's being weak and cowardly. But if they don't know what the hell to do, then yes, shut down and refund everybody their money. That's what they should be doing. Now, I don't know if the refunds are coming. I know they're shutting down campus, but I think immediately they should be giving refunds and letting students have an opportunity to go to another school. Now, the university clarified that there would only be one access point onto campus. Officers are diligent to check student photo IDs, because many individuals that are at these, wasn't it George Soros that reportedly was funding people to go to these events that who weren't students? So the only access point is right now 116th Street and Amsterdam Gate. They said all other campus entry points are closed. Security personnel will remain in place at the Wien Gate for individuals requiring disability access to Wien Hall and East Campus. So the college has their work cut out for them. And you know, we spoke about campus security, such as with UNLV. If you've ever seen UNLV, it's an exquisite campus. It's modern. The buildings are beautiful. And it was known as a commuter school because it's not that UNLV has its own city like Tempe, Arizona, you know, or Lincoln, Nebraska, where the city pretty much surrounds, you know, the university where it's a college town. UNLV is a few miles from the Strip. So it's a college and it's a university that grew, gained a lot of fame, a lot of prestige. I think it's a fantastic school. That's where I went. That's where my husband went. That's where my two sons went. That's where my brother went. And so we're rebels. And I'm very proud of, you know, what UNLV has done and how it's grown. But it's a campus that is so open by multiple accesses. And so when you're trying to secure a campus, you need to limit the access points. And the more open, because again, it was an open campus. There's the sidewalk, there's the fast food across the street, there's the dormitories, there's the parking, there's the Thomas and Mack. It is a tall order to limit access to that university to one or two gates. And so I'm sure Columbia is a little smaller in size, but that's difficult. But if they don't know how to manage these mobs, and you see people breaking in, breaking glass, this isn't peaceful assembly. This is now destruction. And it's preventing other students to be able to go and study and eat and not be in fear. And it's just, you know, they moved metal gates to barricade doors. They're blocking entrances with wooden tables and chairs. They're zip-tying doors shut. Okay, well, this is now destruction of private property. Where's the police? Again, nobody wants to stop peaceful assembly. I mean, anybody who's sitting out there saying, look, I want Palestine to be free from Hamas and Palestine to have their own elections, which they do. Now, it's just Hamas took that over. I don't blame them for wanting Palestine to be able to not have Hamas rule them. But if they are calling for the destruction of Israel and Israel to go away and saying that the massacre that happened, where 1,200 people were killed, hundreds of hostages taken, brutally raped and tortured and people murdered and babies beheaded, no, that's not peaceful assembly. That's hate speech. That's very inflammatory. It's very disgusting. And it's like they want a fight on American land. So, you know, I don't know what the answer is from a Middle East standpoint. We have got to get those hostages back. And we have got to make sure terror attacks don't continue to happen. No terror is justified. No terror is justified. Beheading a baby, there's no justification for that. Raping and fracturing a child's pelvis, there's no justification for that. Taking innocent hostages who are at a peace concert. No, ripping apart families. Taking the grandmother. Remember the Hamas hostages were posing with that grandmother? What threat did that grandmother have to Palestine or to Gaza? Are you flipping kidding me? And so, you know, people are saying, well, it's hate speech when you want the hostages released. Hate speech to who? Hate speech to terrorism? Okay, America is anti-terrorism. That's why we're in America. We're not anti-Muslim. We're not anti-Jew. We're not anti-Christian. We're not anti-Mormon. We're not anti-Black. We're not anti-Hispanic. We're not anti-Asian. But we're anti-terrorism. And so, you know, yes, America should, you know, unite and combine with Israel and all the other countries that want to make sure something like that never happens again. The reason why we have the UN is so the Holocaust never happens again. Not sure where the UN is in all this. Now, I'd like to see them try and get the hostages out. That's why they were built. So we'll keep you posted on this, but this has gone on far too long, and this is ridiculous. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
USA News Update. There are four law enforcement officers now dead, several others injured, after a shootout in Charlotte, North Carolina. Police say officers were part of a fugitive task force serving a warrant at a home when a suspect opened fire. That suspect died, but another person inside the home soon started firing, hitting, and killing the marshals. Vice President Kamala Harris visiting Atlanta Monday, speaking at the kickoff of what's being called the Economic Opportunity Tour. During her remarks, Harris promoted diversity, equity, and inclusion.
In spite of those who in certain parts of our country want to attack DEI, we understand that you can't truly invest in the strength of our nation if you don't pay attention to diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Harris also discussed the Biden administration's support for small business investments and minority-owned businesses. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what happens if you have more people demanding medications and you don't have enough medications to supply the rising population, the increasingly need from the population? The lack of enthusiasm from companies to make more of the drug, well, you get drug shortages. And among some of the most common drug shortages we've talked about, eye drops, antibiotics, ADD medication, weight loss medications such as the medicines originally used for diabetes, like the GLP-1 agonist, the Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, Zepbound. We have a huge shortage of chemotherapy medications. And if we run out of chemotherapy medications when we are in the midst and in the throe of a fight with cancer, cancer takes hold. It's like a ceasefire. The cells can continue to grow, come back. And so we do not want a shortage of drugs causing we just don't want our fight to be interrupted and prematurely ceased. So a Milwaukee football coach has now, from what we're being told, Daily Mail is reporting, this has been the latest victim of a drug shortage. He was 60-year-old Jeff Bull, a high school counselor and football coach, had bile duct cancer. His doctors ran out of his chemotherapy drug cisplatin. He ended up dying in December. He had surgery, 4 rounds of chemotherapy to remove a grapefruit-sized tumor in his bile duct that was next to his liver. Doctors said he needed 2 more rounds to kill all remaining cancer cells. But the cancer center said, we don't have the drugs. So, and from what I understand, there wasn't another effective alternative. He ended up dying. So thousands of patients right now are struggling to access medication amid this shortage. It's not only chemotherapy drugs, diabetes medications, antibiotics, anesthetics. Before he died, he and his wife shared the story publicly in the hope of garnering attention for the issue and to pressure federal action to fix it. They say in a recent survey of the nation's 29 largest cancer centers, 72% had reported an insufficient supply for the chemo drug carboplatin. 59% are still seeing a shortage of cisplatin. We use these drugs routinely for many cancers. Well, what does that mean? That means hundreds of thousands of patients are not getting the treatment they need. Now, Mr. Bull's fight began in October 2022. He felt unusual back pain that he thought was heavy weightlifting. Tried hot and cold compresses. Now, remember I said back pain when my husband had back pain? I'm like, this could be your gallbladder. Also, I'm a little wary anytime somebody has back pain, especially mid-back pain and upper back pain. My mother-in-law died of a bile duct cancer, I think the same type of cancer. And unfortunately, it doesn't get found until it's too late. I figured she had cancer because she said, look, I'm diabetic, and I don't think I'm diabetic anymore. I don't need any more insulin. My doctor said my diabetes is cured. Well, unless you're actively trying to lose weight, if you all of a sudden don't require your diabetes medication, that could be a sign you have a hypermetabolic state, such as a cancer sucking up all that sugar. And so we have to make sure you don't have cancer. And unfortunately, I was right. She did have cancer and ended up dying a few months later. So blood tests for Mr. Bull, performed by his primary care doctor, showed he had elevated liver enzymes. When they scanned his liver, they found a grapefruit-sized tumor between his liver and kidney. Upon biopsy, he was diagnosed with bile duct cancer. 17% survive, but 83% die from it. It's poor prognosis. And so trying to get something like this in remission, I mean, you remove, obviously, the bulk of it. There could be seeding. There could already be spread. And then you use the chemotherapy to get any of the remaining cells that could have left that tumor spread to other areas. So they used cisplatin. They say after platinum is mined, it is turned into cisplatin in India at Intas Pharmaceuticals. Then it gets filled and finished at FDA-approved sites in Europe and the U.S. They say it's these stages of development that are the sticking points resulting in the shortages. Intas Pharmaceuticals are running into problems with the FDA. and was shuttered after a surprise inspection uncovered some quality control issues. Staff were found to have thrown acid on key documents to obscure them from regulators. This is being reported by Daily Mail. The manufacturing shutdown then set off a supply shock in February. Now, this is why I said we have to be making our medications here. We cannot be relying on other countries. Well, as a result, the FDA had to start working with China. And so China, we are really dependent on, especially for our cancer medications. And they know it. So supplies of other drugs also affected. The FDA site has a whole list. I think there's about 323 medications right now in short supply. This is the highest since 2001 when the records began. 99% of pharmacists are saying they're experiencing drug shortages. 97% have had to just switch patients to something else. So let's say you fall in love with a blood pressure medicine, or you really like an antibiotic, or you really want a certain treatment. If they're out, you're out of luck. Excuse me, I had the hiccups. So, 42% of pharmacists have said the patient's care has been delayed or canceled because the medication couldn't get to the hospital or they couldn't get a hold of the medication. 85% have had to implement rationing criteria. So, 1 in 3 hospitals have had to skip, delay, or prescribe less medications to patients, which is meaning they are having to triage. And they're having to either ration or decide who gets it. Now, this is very, very scary because, you know, Jeff Bohl, Coach Bohl, he's 60. To me, I think 60 is still pretty young, but not compared to somebody younger. And if we are out of medication or we're running out, they're going to have to triage and pick and choose which patient would benefit the most. And so what I fear could happen is if you have a cancer that is pretty poorly prognosed, such as bile duct cancer, and even though the medication could keep it at bay and allow you to live a few more years, so you could, you know, do your bucket list, spend time with family, manage your affairs, if there's not enough, they're going to not use it for the people who are going to end up dying anyway. And that's sad, because we shouldn't be dying because we have too much demand for medications and we have inappropriately relied on foreign countries to do the manufacturing. And it's a shame. But that's where we're at. And you know, I keep talking about this on air, and I don't know what our government is doing. I know they're trying to help deal with the shortage, but by the time the government gets anything else done, people are dying. And that's why if you think that there is going to be a hospital bed with your name on it, or there is going to be multiple rounds of chemo with your name on it that you're going to have access to, think again. Our population is growing faster, not because we're having babies, but because we're letting people in. Our population is growing faster than we have. We don't have enough medical capability or medical infrastructure, and we don't have enough medicines. And older individuals or people that the government does not think worthy are going to be the ones left out. 1-877-DOCTOR-GOLLY.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Jason, who is our producer today. Okay, so remember, all right, I know this is going to seem confusing, but remember last year the United States Preventative Services Task Force did a draft recommendation saying we're not going to start at age 50 for mammograms, we're going to lower it to 40. It was a draft recommendation, even though most of us doctors have been recommending that you start at age 40. We finally got their final recommendations this week saying, yes, mammograms to start at age 40. I understand that age 50 was something that a lot of people changed to from earlier recommendations, but because we're missing numbers of cases of breast cancer and because I think we are seeing more individuals with earlier stage breast cancer, I thought 50 was always too late. We used to. Even though this was not an official recommendation, we used to do a baseline between 35 and 40. Then we would do your mammograms at age 40 every 2 years. And then we would do at age 50 every year. And then it had changed over the years, especially during Obamacare because of cost and essential benefits. And there were changes looking at benefits versus risk and risk versus benefit. And are we going to have false positives? And are women going to have to endure biopsies or lumpectomies and procedures that they might not necessarily need? And so there was some back and forth. And I understand how frustrating this is. But the new recommendations were published today in the medical journal JAMA. It replaces the 2016 recommendations. Now, the American Cancer Society always said, start in your 40s. But the updated United States Preventative Service Task Force recommendations applies to anyone assigned female at birth, cisgender women, transgender men, non-binary people at average risk of breast cancer, as well as those with a family history of breast cancer or dense breasts. Now, if you have a personal history of breast cancer or the BRCA1, BRCA gene 2 mutation, that plan is going to be decided by your medical provider. In our family, we have breast cancer, so yeah, I got screened pretty early on. So, their guidelines say biennial screening mammography for women age 40 to 74. So for women age 40 to 74, the task force is saying every 2 years. They conclude that the current evidence is insufficient to assess the balance of benefits and harms if you're over 75. So they're not necessarily recommending mammograms if you're over 75. Now, I know a lot of women that still get their mammograms. They're like, look, I still plan to live on this earth for another 20 years, so you check the puppies and make sure they're good. So, again, your choice, again, of your with your medical provider. In terms of women with dense breasts, there's been many people asking, can I get an MRI? Just MRI my breasts, because ultrasound could miss, mammography could miss, a mammogram is highly sensitive. Well, mammograms are expensive. So the task force concludes that the current evidence is insufficient to assess the balance of benefits and harms of using supplemental screening for breast cancer using breast ultrasonography or MRI in women identified to have dense breasts. Now, this is interesting because we have been told that if you have dense breasts, you need the ultrasound. They are saying there's not enough evidence. But if you have dense breasts, there's been a big call and a big awareness campaign to go, your mammogram might not be enough to get the ultrasound. And so I'm a fan of the ultrasound. It's no radiation. Ultrasounds are not as expensive. And at least it's an extra layer of protection. An MRI is fantastic, but those are expensive. But ultrasounds are fairly inexpensive to do. So these recommendations, I'm glad we finally have them. The task force is also working on how to address health disparities in Black, Hispanic, Latina, Asian, Pacific Islander, Native American, Alaska, Native women. But 1 in 8 women will develop invasive breast cancer over the course of their lifetime. About 300,000 cases of invasive breast cancer are expected this year. 55,700 cases of non-invasive breast cancer planning on, which is a rise from last year, that we are expecting to have this year. And in men, about 2,700 new cases of invasive breast cancer are expected. And so in terms of deaths, we'll lose hundreds of men to breast cancer. And we're wondering if some of these numbers are going to rise now that we're giving estrogen products to those who are transitioning. We're going to have to make sure that medical providers are aware of some of the cancer screenings that might need to change now that we're including populations of transgender women and transgender men. 43,700 women may die this year of breast cancer alone. So what are risk factors for breast cancer? Well, if you're over 50, if there's a family history of breast cancer, family history, this is tricky because many people have had relatives that have never had a mammogram. Or, I mean, like in my family, nobody ever went to the doctor, so we never had a family history. And I'm like, well, what if you guys go to the doctor? And I told my family, I said, get your butts to the mammogram site and get checked, because us not having a family history of breast cancer, I just don't buy. And lo and behold, we had a family member with breast cancer. So, you know, family history, the caveat is make sure this is a family and make sure the history is actually truthfully obtained and screening has been done. But if somebody has never had a mammogram and they never plan to, how do you know? So that's something that you need to be aware of. BRCA1 and BRCA2 gene mutations could put you at higher risk for breast cancer, pancreatic cancer, prostate cancer. So men with BRCA1 gene mutations and BRCA2 gene mutations need to be aware it's not just a girl issue. Men can as well, including transgender. Alcohol use can link to breast cancer. If you were never pregnant or you didn't get pregnant until over 35 years old, breastfeeding appears to be protective. So that's an issue. Early menarche, if you got your periods early, like at age 11 or younger. Obesity, especially after menopause. If your breasts are dense, that's been considered a risk factor. Lack of physical activity. Use of oral contraceptives could be a risk factor. Having previous atypia or precancerous lesions. If you were exposed to DES, which most of us haven't been lately, but in the past we might have been. And any radiation therapy. So, you know, people say, but Dahlia, look, if I don't have breast cancer in the family, I'm good. 85% of breast cancer cases had no reportable family history. So just because breast cancer isn't in the family doesn't mean you're in the clear. Okay? So you have to understand that. You also have to understand that some of your relatives, like my father died of a heart attack before we could ever diagnose him with colon cancer. So I have to assume he might have also had colon cancer. I don't know, because he died of a heart attack. So, you know, please, you know, reevaluate and talk to your family members about what exactly do they know. And many individuals die without ever getting an autopsy. So you might not really know your risk factors. So screening now, you know, being lowered from 50 to 40, it's something that I think a lot of doctors have already done. The problem is there are many individuals who haven't gone to the doctor or don't have access. And so when they ask for something, if they don't feel like it's going to be covered by Obamacare or covered by their plan, they won't get it. These task force recommendations are crucial to get the insurance to cover it. If it's a United States Services Task Force recommendation, then the insurance companies have to cover it. That's in the Affordable Care Act law. And so I think it's about time. And I know some of you said, but didn't we already talk about this? We talked about it when there was that draft. The draft recommendation said this is where they're moving, and now it's official. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.